And I'd never experienced this before. He went in the studio, put his guitar on, turned all the stuff up, and we got the sound. And so, okay, let's roll the tape and see what happens. So the tape started rolling, and he immediately started going into all his stage movements. What sort of throwing shapes, as they call it. What was he doing that? We're in a studio. I said to him, I said, why are you just concentrate on the playing? He said, well, that's part of the playing. He said, the way I feel is the way I move, and that influences the music.
Whoa. Listen, throwing shapes. I'll throw you down the motherfucking steps. You understand? Down a stairwell, low profile, 708. Throwing shapes, new album for 2002. DNA behind the board. Shout out to Dick Ravestein and Jackie B, you understand? I like to buy swatches and Swiss francs. I'm so plugged in and swatched out. Hilger's got a goddamn maxi around his waist. I put a pop swatch on my cock. I'm popping cocks. Understand? Hilger, spit some game at these motherfucking fools.
Now, you know, when it comes to swatches, I'm here at DNA, man. I got the black sheep swatch on. You know, I ain't playing. We got fucking Dick Ravestein in the Netherlands sending us swatches from all over the world, man. Canada, Switzerland, anywhere. You know that shit? But all you haters, fucking listen up. Go through the fucking album. I know you're going through the songs. You're going through. You're trying to find the fucking words. Go through the fucking lyrics on the website. Try to find out what we're saying about you. But you know what? We ain't fucking got shit on you, alright? So quit your hating. Oh, everyone, man, you guys all just want to talk shit. Anyway, we got the drummer boy, man. Rob's coming up here.
Yeah. What's up?
Oh, yeah, man. He's a man of few words. Because, you know, he's tearing the skin, so that's all he's got to do, man. But what else we got going on? We got swatches. And we got fucking basses and guitars, the fucking ball, and the piece of shit bass. Damn!
Look, let me tell you something. I think somebody made a comment about our quote-unquote ghetto intros. It's as ghetto as the RG, you understand? Stick it up your ass, fool.
We're singing into fucking harmonica microphones and guitar pickups and crazy fucking microphones they use at bingo auctions and shit like that. You can't understand low profile in the studio. We're fucking breaking ground with Dave Allard behind the board.
Yo, this is DNA coming at you. You best be ready.
Oh, shit.
Listen, I ain't naming names, but I will say that I've had numerous bands approach me to quote-unquote ghostwrite songs for them. Now listen, it ain't like that. You understand? It ain't like that. Get your own shit, you understand? Get your own motherfucking shit.
And you know what else we got going on this album? We got fucking lyrics by Jamie Johnson, motherfuckers. You know, we're totally breaking ground. We got the hybrid styles, got that shit on lock. Matt Brisky fucking back. He's back by the bar drinking motherfucking beers. We're smoking bowls, you know, we get crazy at DNA. We don't even know.
Now, I know a lot of you out there right now are saying, shut it off. Just shut it off. What are they talking about? They're talking all this bullshit. Listen, when I can motherfucking pay to sit here and spit some game like I had chewing tobacco in my mouth, listen, it ain't about Skull or Copenhagen. You understand? Take that shit back to the gutter where you found it. You understand? This ain't about Kodiak. And it ain't about none of that. I might spit so much game that you could drown in my saliva. Listen, I spit game like I spit semen on your fucking wife when you was out of town, you understand?
Low profile, there you go, man. On the intro, out. Enjoy the album. Throwing shapes.
708 later. Out.
2002.
You know, I once knew a super rock group in London. Called themselves the Flight Crew. They had brilliant potential. Brilliant. But they were very stubborn. Their lead guitarist lost a couple of fingers one night. Just like that.